Joining me now is a young lady, and I say that because she looks very young and she's very active, and she's younger than me, and I know that. But we met a while back when we were interviewing another lady, a much elderly lady, now 105 years old,
Essie Murphy.
But Tracy is a brand new author, and I thought I would wanted to share this with you folks so that you could get a chance to hear more about her and what her book's about. And it's called The Stroke of an Artist, The Journey of a Fitness Trainer and a Stroke Survivor by Tracy Markley. Tracy, welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about this gentleman in the book.
His name's Gary O'Gara. He was a man from our community, but he also came from Orange County, California, where I came, but we met here. I met him after he had a stroke. He was 6 months post-stroke when I met him, but he's been an artist his whole life, and that's kind of how we came to the name of the book. He had to relearn things and art and writing and reading, all that again, but he's just a very, very good man. He's very determined when we worked out together and did our sessions, and I think that's why he made such great gains that I didn't see often. Well, no, I saw him often, but differently. He was every single day doing something. Some days he was at the gym 3 to 4 hours and 2 hours with me. And he was determined. And when we worked together, we'd be like these wow moments. Like, I can't believe that just happened. But his journey was a good example if you're every day moving, because the body was made to move. He's a perfect example as you're in rehab, if you keep moving.
Body in motion stays in motion, mm-hmm. Sort of like that. So what made you decide to write this book?
Well, and this is in the book too, but he often said, we'd be exercising, he'd just stop and he'd go, you know, don't ever have a stroke, they suck. And one day he was doing it, and I remember exactly where we were when this conversation happened. I said, you know, he said that to me, and I go, you know, I think we need to write a book on your journey and these great little moments of success you're getting with it, and call it Dear Stroke, You Suck. So that was the original name of the book. And then a few months ago, we were talking, well, back before he got sick, we were talking about his artwork and how different it is now than it was before he had a stroke. And he explained to me how he used to try to, you know, his brain would say, I want to make a long, thick stroke with the brush. And he could. But then after the stroke, when he got his abilities back again, he wanted to do the same thing. It'd be like a thick, short stroke. I go, oh, a stroke of an artist. I go, oh, that's going to be the name of the book now. And so we switched it right then.
Wow. How cool is that?
Yeah.
So you spent a lot of time with him, obviously, over how many years?
Met him in November 2014.
So over a couple of year period, mm-hmm. There. So I know that Gary has since passed. Can you tell us a little bit about what led up to that?
One day he called me up in the morning. He said, I'm not going to make it to class today. And I go, why? And he's kind of laughing. He goes, oh, because I'm in the hospital. I'm like, why? And he goes, oh, I can't breathe. I couldn't breathe last night, so I had to go. And so he was in the hospital, and he had to stay in the hospital from that Sunday to Thursday to get a heart valve replaced. And he came out, the doctor came out from surgery on that Thursday and said he did well, and then he went back and he had a massive stroke. And then it just led to more complications. And after 6 weeks of being in Portland in the ICU, he didn't make it. It was very sad, very hard.
How difficult is this now with this coming out at this time? Must be tough.
It is, because he was supposed to be at the book signing sitting with me. And we were both going to sign the book, and it's hard. Now it's coming to this end. It's emotional. It's a mix of joy, sadness. The May is Stroke Awareness Month. So we had plans to do an interview, and one of the guys from the ambulance was going to do an interview with us, and we're going to do something together for stroke awareness. And he was so excited for that. So when you asked me yesterday about an interview, I thought, this is like Gary getting it, but through me.
What do you think people will glean from the book? What do you want them to get from
We have two purposes, and we've already had about 40 people. We had like 30 people pre-read it, and we've had people write I think there's 36 reviews on Amazon. They're just amazing. His goal and my goal was to bring hope to others, encourage others who's had strokes or some kind of physical, anything really, but you know, because you only get so many visits in physical therapy. It's just what insurance does. And a lot of people in physical therapy thinking that's as far as they're going to get. So his purpose was to keep getting people encouraged and don't lose hope, don't give up. In fact, he says that a lot, never give up, don't quit. And that's in the book. And people have made shirts they're wearing around town from it. And another purpose for the book is on my end. Well, I agree with he's doing too. But my end too is I know a lot of fitness people in the industry. And I learned a lot doing it, neurological wise. And I learned working with him because he was so on it. When you train the neurological systems in a certain way when you're exercising, it triggered things that I saw got better and someone had extreme cases that I knew it was working with other people, but because I saw these extreme results, it made me study the brain more. So there's illustrations of muscles and stuff in there at certain points explaining what we did and why I did them. So my purpose of it, too, is to help other fitness professionals who get stroke survivors to maybe have more knowledge to help them. Because we were in an article together last February in a fitness journal, and a lot of trainers contacted me from all over the place. Can you do an ebook? Can you write a book? I'm like, I'm working on it. And so I did. We finished it, finally.
But as you said, you would much rather have him here helping you sign the books and everything and do that. Mm-hmm. Has this encouraged you to continue to write? I mean, is this going to be more now? Has this become a passion for you?
I already have one for another.
You already have one on the way?
Well, there's so much neurological knowledge I gained from it. And I have a bunch of other different clients that's had results of different things. And we were going to put some of that in there, but I didn't want to take away from Gary's story. So the next one's just kind of put little pieces like this is what this person had, this is what worked. And that's also to help people have things, learn what they can do exercise-wise, the right way to help things, but also for my industry, just to help get more knowledge. Or people might go, wow, if Gary can do that, that means this over here might work on this person, just to spread what I've learned, because it made me reach out to educators way up there and ask questions. And I just learned a lot. And just to spread knowledge. We need knowledge out there.
But you also went to schooling for some of this too, right?
Oh, a lot.
Tell me
of
a little
it.
Bit about that.
I went to Orange Coast College back in California. They have a fitness specialist program. It's like a 2-year program, but it took me almost 4 because I was working full time at a doctor's office when I was going. And constant more education off it. Like when I opened my own business, somebody called me to sell their business. And it was really cheap. She was trying to get out. She had a place in a chiropractor's office about as big as your room here. And so I did it. And then I had someone come in with fibromyalgia, arthritis, lupus. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know how to work with these people. So I went to the library and I went to read books. I go, this isn't enough. So I found this one company. They did certifications for exercise and arthritis, exercise and fibromyalgia and different things. So I just started taking things specifically for certain situations, because I think we need to. You can't fake that stuff. And then I started having people come in. This was about 20 years ago. They only worked their core and physical being there when they were in physical therapy for back pain. I'm like, well, why aren't we doing that to help us not get back pain? So I found a guy who did, Paul Check, he's a really good educator. He did a course on scientific anatomy of the spine and of the core. So I went through those courses with his products and just started basing it in that. And then the fad came out every about core. But I took it more for the functioning part of it too. So it just making people get better and before they get hurt. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, definitely. Yeah. Preventative.
Preventative and building the right way. And so I was always based on that. And then when I moved here, I actually got hooked up with two other companies. One was FitTor, where I got to do workshops. So I've held a few workshops in town, one-day workshops for Pilates and personal training to certify other people. And then with AFA, I became a exercise test examiner. So when people go to get their certifications with them, I was the examiner, make sure the people know physically what to do. But that stuff kind of got faded away because of everything so online now. But I did do it, but now it's just kind of... I wish they still did.
Now, I notice here that some of Gary's paintings are still on display as well. And that's at River Gallery.
Yes. He has about 8 pieces there right now, I think. Maybe more.
So in the book, you've got a bunch of pictures from people that were touched by Gary.
Yes.
And who have done things in Gary's name and in Gary's honor there. So folks can pick this up and learn, you know, more about it.
Yes.
And of course, you got Essie in there. I see Essie's in there.
Essie's in there. She made a bicep curl for him.
Awesome. So where can people get this book?
You can get it. They can contact me here if they know me. Or they can go to my website and order it if they're not here. And then I can sign it and deliver it, you know, mail it to them. Or it's on Amazon.
Okay.
Available on Kindle and book form.
So it's called The Stroke of an Artist, The Journey of a Fitness Trainer and Stroke Survivor by Tracy Markley, CPT. And I'm going to read this. I am. Thank you for my copy, and I appreciate it. And good luck and success. And I hope that Gary's memory stays alive through you.
I think it's going to.
All right. Tracy, thank you.
Thank you.
Tracy L. Markley, her book is The Stroke of an Artist, The Journey of a Fitness Trainer and a Stroke Survivor. Next up, we'll talk with the Faith Project on human trafficking on this December edition of Our Town.